Good morning. Welcome to In Focus on this Thursday morning. Brady Bowman with you, and we have a dandy of a show this morning. Usually we have Lyle Butler in on the third Thursday. He's the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Couldn't make it this morning, so we reached into the bullpen. And hold on to your hats. Do we have an In Focus this morning? We got... You're laughing. You don't believe me. This is going to be a good one. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. We got Trent Armbrust, who's the Economic Development Director for Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and also VP of Community Development, John Pagan. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
How are things with the chamber this morning?
Things are great. The sun is up. It's getting warmer. Everything's good in Manhattan.
Okay. Well, that's our show.
There's your show.
We're good.
We're done.
Now, there's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on with the chamber. So many different things. Got the Million Cup Program, Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, all sorts of things going on. Of course, Grow Green Match Day is tomorrow. Yep. That's also another big and important thing that I think you're collaborated with a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. We hope the whole community shows up and supports Go Green Match Day and all the great organizations that are in this community that really make this community special.
Because it does take everybody.
It does take everybody.
Well, what do we want to start off with this morning, gentlemen?
I think maybe we'll start going over some of the opening soon in Manhattan.
There we go.
Items and,
go.
And go down that list.
Segment.
Yes, a very popular segment. And, you know, we've been fortunate to continue to have businesses open in Manhattan. We have Smoothie King and West Loop Shopping Center. I know that's been popular with my daughter and her friends. Kites in Aggieville, as you know, is reopened under new ownership. And then the Bockers 2 event space on 4th Street. They have an event space down there as they expand their services. Pandora's in Aggieville. Trinium downtown. Trinium is a contractor in Manhattan that has been out by the airport and has opened their new offices down on 4th Street in the old VFW complex. And then JP's restaurant in the Union. So there's the JP's out by the Jardine complex, and now they have a concept that is in the Union, and it's a fantastic space with a great atmosphere. So I encourage everyone to check that out. Also, Allure Salon Studios at 3808 Vanesta. That is a suite of salon studios that you can go in there and have individual rooms for your salon treatment. Also, I think some of what's in the news lately is the some of the retail changes. So obviously we've talked about Ross coming, and we've also talked about Old Navy, and then I think was just in the paper was the new Target remodeling, and that permit was just issued last week. So a lot of investment and opening soon's happening in Manhattan still.
And as far as Target, there's going to be no downtime. They'll be open during this renovation.
That's what we understand. Yeah.
And so as far as
you'll see the tents in the parking lot and the storage containers and looking forward, they're putting a new Starbucks into the facility. So we'll see some significant changes at Target.
And going back to the Rosses and Old Navy, that's going to be over this part of town, actually.
It is. It's going to be next to the Academy Sports. If you look at that complex, they have done a lot of remodeling and investment in that, and we're going to continue to see that occur as we have new businesses come into that shopping center.
Very good. Very good. Man. Brady Bowman here with some folks from the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, Trent Armbrust and John Pagan. And John, you got some things for us this morning.
Yes, we're working on a very interesting project, a community visioning project that really started, I would say, communication with a consultant. Market Street Services started in earnest in 2016, and then contracts were executed early 2017. And we've been meeting all this time. And Market Street is based out of Atlanta. And they've done kind of long-term visioning, strategic planning for several really high-profile communities like Nashville, Tennessee, near the Atlanta, Georgia corridor, Austin, Texas, places like that, that are really up-and-coming and vibrant communities. And they've come here and they've had some very interesting observations about Manhattan. One of them is, truthfully, they were very impressed that we came to them. We're not in a dire situation at all. Things have actually been going quite well in Manhattan. They can always be better. And I think one of the things that impressed them the most is that this community is always trying to refine its processes and doesn't wait until, you know, they're behind the eight ball to do things. And one, I love accolades. You know, earlier this year, we were voted the number two best place to live in America by livability.com, which is just phenomenal. I mean, this is over 2,300 communities, and they look at data, they look at quality of life, amenities, safety, things like that, and we were number two in the country. So when you have accolades like that in your back pocket, and then you do a visioning survey, to me, it's really making a good thing better. And just real quickly to touch on what the three main goals of this study will be, and it's a five-year plan that we're working on. And we're literally just in the initial stages of, we've got some groups set up and we're going to be refining it. The three main goals of this project are targeted economic diversification. It's no mystery that we're very government dependent based on, you know, K-State and Fort Riley. Talent sustainability, making the community appealing to people to come and stay and make careers here. And then entrepreneurial dynamism. And that's something that Trent's probably going to talk about more with some of the programs he's working on. And as you look at communities that are on the way up, these are the things they really focus on: diversifying your economy, bringing in talented entrepreneurs, and sustaining the talent you have, making people want to stay in your community. And we added a priority. We had eight priorities. I won't run through all the priorities, but one that we did add that truthfully we should have had from the get-go is about Fort Riley, which is ensuring that Fort Riley soldiers and retirees and their families want to become permanent residents of the greater Manhattan community upon transitioning out of the military. So that's always been a key, but now it's kind of articulated officially in the plan. So that's what we're working off of. And as I said, it's a five-year plan.
And as far as the plan and the study that you mentioned, the Market Street mm-hmm. research study, I believe.
Yes. That,
when it came to some of the strengths of the area, what are some of those strengths that kind of nailed down for the Manhattan area?
We did a windshield tour with the consultants when they first got to town. We jumped in a car and drove around literally for 4 hours and just drove all over the place. And they could not get over the spectrum of housing that we have and the quality of housing that's going in all over the town. For a town this size, they just couldn't believe it. Now, one thing they did say we need more of, and this is their term, is we need more workforce housing, more housing that, you know, kind of lower price point for people who are starting out, young families. And but they also said that's very common in college towns. A lot of nice college towns, you know, they can command higher real estate prices because it's a desirable place to be. So that's one thing we'll be looking at definitely on this Greater Manhattan Project as we move forward.
Is that kind of like looking at housing just kind of in the middle of the spectrum then, right? Because I think you do see that. You mentioned that you see some of that nicer housing, bigger housing that you see in town, and then you have whatever college kids can get, which is can range. It can be a little different from time to time.
Uh-huh. Yes. And then you have, you know, you want that price point where younger people can get into a home and
young,
have some
young
stability.
Professionals,
right?
Young is what you're looking at, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, the whole spectrum. But you know, people want stability in their housing situation, of course, and that's an ongoing challenge, not only here but I think in most places. You know, as you look around the country.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Trent Armbrust and John Pagan, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.